You mentioned melons. What kind of them do you have?
Melon?
Yeah. Do you raise that yellow meat melon? You ever seen those?
Yeah, I haven't had none in a long time. Last piece of melon I had, she brought me some time ago. I did.
Describe it.
They have different variety in watermelons.
Those yellow ones are funny, isn't it?
They got some that's green. Green, dog green, round. It looks like a football, but it's big. Some of them were 50, 60 pounds, great big. Green watermelon. And then they have some that they grow about 40, 50 pounds, about that long and about that big around, and they got a greenish looking stripe and white in between, you know what I mean? Long stripe. You seen a watermelon with them stripes on it. Mm-hmm. And then you got some over the little funny, all over, kind of a pale looking watermelon, whitish looking. And you got I don't know how many different varieties you can buy. You know, they raise all kinds, especially nowadays. I don't know how many different watermelons. They used to have a watermelon as white as this, yeah. We used to plant when I was a kid. Good watermelon, but the inside of it was red as blood, just as sweet as it could be.
They wouldn't have no ice to put them on, they'd pull them off in the bottom.
Did you ever have those little things that would come up in a field after rain?
Mushrooms?
Yeah. Did you have them? Did you eat them?
What?
Those mushrooms, they poison, and mushrooms
that
become
mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Well, we seen plenty. That's some growing in the yard, you know, all this rain. Mushrooms. Well, that's them things that's what grows in the ground. Now, you take a mushroom that grows on a tree, on a willow. A willow tree. Especially when it's warm like this, there's a lot of rain and moisture like that. You go out there and they grow overnight. Mushrooms come out of the bark on them trees. They get as big as my hand, some of them that big, great big white. That's what some of them were eating those cans that you buy, the mushroom. Mushroom soup. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I like that mushroom going. That mushroom stuff that we have, I believe I got some in the house there now. I buy. I like it. They put it up there. They're good. You buy them in a can and you can fix up different kind of meat with it. You know, they put it in the meat and make you a good gravy, a good sauce to eat.
What about the ones you can't eat?
The ones you can't eat, you leave them alone because they're poison, them things.
What do you call them?
I don't know. It's just a fungus to me.
They call them toadstools, eh?
Huh?
Toadstools.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you about some of the animals you had. Have you got that little kind of bird that can see in the dark? You used to see him around a lot. He hoots a lot and makes noises, and you, around the graveyard you'll see him, they say, that sort of thing.
Owl.
Mean owl?
Yeah. What different types of them you got?
No.
You ever see the little one?
The little owl is a pretty good sized bird. The big owl is a big, good sized bird, just like with a hawk, you know? What you call a chicken hawk? It's like an eagle. It's like, you know, the owl's got a big head, you know, big eyes. You know what an owl is.
What about the one that would, what about the one that would always come around? They said when there was a death in the family. Did you ever hear about that bird? You ever hear tell about the owl that would come around whenever you had a death in the family?
That was the
French. In French, they call it chouette.